So, it is April 30th, 2021, and May 1st is coming up, which is National College Decision Day for the US and Canada, and I don't know if the deadline is the same for everywhere, but yeah. Anyways, I finally made my college decision after so long of pondering. It is really like hard to make that big of a choice because it isn't necessarily set in stone. Obviously, you can always transfer, you can always, you know, take a gap year, you can always figure it out later, but that initial choice is hard to make because you are thinking of the next 4 years there and or more there, and it is hard to it's kind of hard to make that decision and then make it final. But I finally made my decision, and I'm staying in state, which is good. I still need to accept my financial aid offer and request for a change as well. Hopefully my request gets me more money because I literally got nothing from them, which is sad. But making college decisions are really, really tough, and I honestly wish we didn't have to at this age. I feel like 18 is still so young to decide. Even though this decision isn't set in stone, it's a decision that is a really big one, and we're putting 18 year olds on the spot to say, hey, you need to choose where you're gonna live for the next 4 years. It might be near your home right now, or it might be across the country or across the world, and you need to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. But I wish we didn't push that narrative. I wish we pushed kids to explore their interests and pushed kids to do a ton of things with their lives. I don't see myself going into one career and staying there for 30, 40 years. I see myself doing this for 5 years and then maybe going back to school or doing that for 5 years or doing this or doing that. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I'd rather do. But yeah. But I finally made my decision. I went with the UW in Washington State. I was deciding between that school and some others in my state. I was not deciding on any out-of-state schools. I applied to like one out-of-state school in Oregon, so basically in-state, but yeah, out-of-state is way too expensive, and honestly, I wish I believed in myself more and actually applied to some just to see, but I didn't really want to waste the time nor the application fee, so I just decided to stay local. And I finally made my decision because I think I knew what I wanted from the start, but I was afraid to finally lock that in. And yeah. But I hope it was the right decision. Even if it wasn't, I'll make it work. Or there's always different options, and I just hope to use my time well, use my resources well, and yeah, I just really, really am excited for the possibilities, I guess, and hopefully there is more time, because honestly, I hate to see it, I hate to say it, I hate to think it, but with the amount of resources we're going through every year, and amount of waste we're producing every year, I cannot see the brightest future. But basically tomorrow is National Decision Day. National Decision Day, and I'm excited but nervy, and yeah, very nervous to finally, already committed, so I don't know why I'm nervous, but it's gonna be interesting to see where everybody else committed. Literally probably like 20 people. Here, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh my god, I gotta start over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, like 30 people from my high school class are going to the same university, which makes sense because like it's the biggest university in the state, so, and the closest kind of, so like it makes sense that a lot of people are going there from my high school. But it's like, oof, I know I probably won't see the majority of them, but it's gonna be interesting to run into them if I do run into them. Yeah. But yeah, I can't wait to I just can't wait to get there. Now I have to think about dorms. I'm hopefully gonna be dorming with 3 other people who are my friends. And people say, you know, don't dorm with your friends, but honestly, I don't know. All of them, I think, would make good roommates. We are pretty, I think we'd be pretty clean and quiet most of the time, and respectful, and yeah, I don't see it going south. I can probably, but I don't see it. Anyways, I have to probably get to bed because I need to wake up in 4.5 hours. 3.5 hours. Shoot. No, wait. 4.5. Ooh. Anyways, so that's a wrap for April 30th, 2021. Not April 29th. I don't know if I said April 29th in the beginning, but it's April 30th, 2021.